coming in hot. It's another episode of Big Bad Podcast.
Yeah. Big Bad.
I love the scat version this week.
I don't know what's happened, really.
I'm the scat man.
I think I've had too many lem sips.
You want the lems?
No, I wish. I need another one, actually. Got any?
No.
It'd be funny if when I came round, because little behind the curtain, guys, we're at Ross's house. He's got a lovely little office / studio, and we're recording in. And when you come over to Ross's house, he's a good host. He asks you for a drink.
Great host.
What if I just said, yes, I'd love a drink of lem sip? What would you say?
I would say, I don't think I've got any lem sip, but I've got some decongestants. I've got some ibuprofen.
Oh.
If you want any of that.
Great host.
More than happy to help. Because I've also had a bit of a cold.
It's that time of year. Yeah. Changing the seasons.
Change of the seasons.
This is the Bacon Bad podcast.
This is it.
I'm Harry Monaghan. Hey.
Hey. Who've you got sat next to you? Who's that little cherub?
My name's Sean Ford. It's great to be here again.
Oh, it's great to have you, Sean. And I am Ross Drummond, at Ross Drummond.
Follow him on social media.
Follow me on the social media.
If you want.
If you want. If not, live your life. Yeah, God bless you. And
this is about the Great British Bake Off, isn't it, this podcast?
Yeah. And we're just going to talk about a desert week.
That was a little joke at the beginning, wasn't it?
Yep. They did. Yeah, they did. I was annoyed because that's my joke as well. I've done for the last two seasons.
Oh.
Desert week, desert week.
They must listen.
Yeah, big fans.
Big
Hollywood
fans.
Loves it.
Yeah.
So, still reeling, I think, from last week's...
Double elimination.
So I didn't realise, right? So there was... They had, it's the 10th year of Bake Off, so they had 10 people, when normally they only have 9.
Because they did say this at the beginning, and they said there was going to be a double elimination, but we don't know when.
But could any be any time.
And it was last week, wasn't it?
On a roaring 20s week.
And it was a great injustice. Mm. Helena went.
Yeah.
Helena.
We're all big fans of Helena here.
She unjustly was eliminated from the competition.
Yeah.
With Priya and Rosie
surviving.
But which
for
a lot of
how
people,
long?
I think our views were echoed on social media.
Yeah, 100%.
But look, it happens.
Yeah.
And I think we're ready to move on.
Yeah.
Are we? Maybe you're not.
I just feel a bit sad. I feel like Bake Off's just a bit meaner than it used to be this year. I feel like they're just Prue this week. Just a little bit. Got a little bit of attitude.
What do you think it is? Do you think it's pressure from the top?
Yeah.
Do you think they've become jaded?
I think, yeah, I don't know why they've overcomplicated everything. And I don't know why the beauty of Bake Off is it's pure. It's just nice. It's like watching Bob Ross paint or something. It's relaxing. It's soothing.
It's uncynical.
Yeah, uncynical. So when they said, like, right, two people are going to go and they were threatening them like it was Big Brother. I was like,
I'm not into that.
Like The Apprentice started last night.
Maybe
I can't think of anything worse that I'd want to watch right now.
Yeah, The Apprentice is an awful, awful show. And I will say, like, I did watch it when it was first.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's why I chose to do my degrees, because how much I love The Apprentice.
Really?
Yeah, and here I am, like, 10 years down the line, just, like, in the wrong career.
You work for Sir Alan Sugar? Yeah.
You should apply.
You think? Do you think I'd be good?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you created a character and committed to it, where you were just like, I am this insane business mind...
I don't think that'd be too far of a stretch for me.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, yeah, you could dress like...
typecast.
Roof Badger.
Michael Douglas in Wall Street 2, Money Never Sleeps.
Is that one now? with who's his son?
Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Topical.
Is it?
No.
What's going on? No.
No. Anyway, you listen to Bacon Bad, the British Bake Off podcast. I'm going to go on IMDb.
So it's dessert week. Oh, also, Paul has been giving out a few handshakes this year as well.
There's been two. There's been two so far, right?
Yeah.
Now, this week, at one point, he said, that's the best, and I won't spoil it just yet. He's like, that's the best thing I've eaten in a long time. Yeah, it didn't get a handshake.
Yeah, it was a showstopper, though, and traditionally he doesn't give them, but he did last season give his one and only handshake on the showstopper to Rahul. Mm-hmm. I think they're just giving them bakes that are like sort of technically quite difficult but don't look that impressive. And it's like, we just want big cakes with loads of crazy decorations on. But maybe we'll get back to that next week. Maybe this is just to sort of thin out the herd in the middle, you know, get out the bad bakers.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
That was in Wall Street.
Money never sleeps. All right, so the signature bake this week was like a sort of layered meringue cake.
Now, you know, as I've said often on this podcast, I can make meringue.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing when it comes to a meringue.
Yeah, it's your specialist subject.
Yeah. If I was on Mastermind.
Meringues.
Italian.
Da-da-da. French.
Got it. Next question.
Wet. Dry.
Next question.
Baked.
Italian.
Blow torches.
Alaska.
Ooh, baked Alaska.
There we go.
Yeah.
Da-da-da.
So David up first. He did a mixed spice.
Now, what have we said week in and week out on the Bake Off? What do we talk about?
Game management.
Now, David, up to this point,
he's been, well, this is what I think he's, this is 800 meters. This is, what's her name? Dame Kelly Holmes. Kelly Holmes, right?
Yeah.
He's been jogging. He's been fourth. Dun, dun, dun. And now he's making his sprint, right? He's taking risks now. Is it too early? I don't know. But he's taking a risk here. He's gone for a mixed spice cake. They all seem unsure, especially Paul.
Here are the things that are massive alarm bells for me in cakes. Clove.
Yeah. I feel it's all three of your alarm bells.
Yeah.
All spices. Star anise.
Ugh. Is there anything in this world, I keep saying, is there anything worse than, but when you're eating a curry and you bite into a star anise?
Thank you.
I'd rather have my throat ripped out.
Really?
Every time.
Strong views.
Yeah.
Honestly. Ugh.
What is your move? This is a good question.
Yeah.
Let's say the most common in a curry, probably just a cardamom pod, right?
Sure. Yeah.
You bite into it.
Yeah.
Do you try and spit it out? Or do you commit?
Ooh. I think I'm a spit.
You spit.
There's a lot of bits, though.
You're a swallower. Yeah.
Well, what I'll do, I'm a chewer, mate.
You chew on a cardamom pod.
Fragrant.
One bite in, though. No, I've already bitten it. It's already crushed from the power of my jaws. Uh-huh. I'm chewing, baby.
You're bloody Bombay Sapphire, you are.
But I'm doing this.
That's painful, Harry.
And I'm just eviscerating it. And swallowing it down.
I would do...
And then I'll pick up a little bit of bargee. Wash the taste out.
A little chaser.
Yeah.
Bargee chaser.
Maybe a bit of mango chutney. Like,
I'd pick up a little bit of bay leaf.
Yeah.
And just chew on that instead.
Chew on that.
Does the same rule apply for a bay leaf?
Nah, because I feel like a bite into a bay leaf doesn't... make any lasting damage, so you can still get it out in one piece. Because I feel like you bite into a cardamom, you're not getting that out in one piece. You're really spitting a sludge out.
I think a bay leaf is the biggest scam in Indian cooking.
Well, it's not just Indian. All cooking uses it.
A bay leaf is like... I think it's a conspiracy theory.
You don't think they do anything?
No. It doesn't taste for anything.
I think, to quote the words of Gordon Ramsay, your palate is shite. No, it honestly, does. It does do. It adds. It does add. To
it adds what? It adds an
flavors.
No, tell you what it adds.
Go back to fucking Scotland, mate.
It adds anxiety. You spooning up your masala, like, oh fuck, what's that? Bloody razor blade. Oh no, it's a bay leaf. Sick of it.
I don't mind it. I like it in there. It's a little treat, isn't it? It's
tomato,
like finding
tomato,
a penny
isn't
in
it?
The pudding.
Yeah, I'd rather have a penny.
Yeah.
Metallic. At least there's a bit of flavour. Anyway.
So that's what he's done.
Spice meringue surprise.
And then presents it to the judges and they say, and this is a quote, I've put this in quotes, yeah, it's like a painting.
Oh.
So that's good. It does look great.
Yeah.
Looks lovely.
Doesn't taste as good as it looks, does
doesn't
it?
Doesn't taste nice, though, does it? Oh, nightmare. What he's done is he thought he was making a curry, but what he was making was a meringue, which is...
That's wrong.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's David. Then we got Henry.
Henry. Did you see his sparkly spider brooch he had on?
Yes.
Solidarity.
What's that for?
Oh, what's the face that went last week?
Oh. He actually has grown on me this week.
Tell what else has grown on him. A little neck
beard.
Like a chin strap. Yeah, have you seen that?
Wow. And he's taken the jumper off and gone for more wacky shirts.
Yeah, no.
He's just getting more confident.
He's trying to get on the grand tour.
Richard the Hammond Hamster.
Yeah. Henry the...
So he's made a pistachio tower, is what I've written. Mm. I don't know if that is what it was called on the show.
There's pistachio meringue in it, meringue and creme pat.
And he's done the opposite of David. Looks messy, tastes good.
Nom, nom, nom.
So he's done well in that one.
Yep.
Then we've got Rosie.
Layer of limes and raspberry.
Chocolate ganache to cover. Mm. And it's wonky when she presents it. And they like it overall, but say the chocolate doesn't go.
So this was the point where I started to go, right, who's going this week? And I thought Rosie was up there.
Because she hasn't completely messed it up.
No.
But she's not set herself up great. So she's sort of okay, middling right now. And next up is Alice. And Alice is making a Black Forest Gâteau meringue.
Mm.
Classic choice. Lovely choice. Looks charming, says Paul.
That's nice, isn't it?
Nice. Delicious, in fact. But not enough cherry flavour. But I think overall... They do like it. They do enjoy that.
Yeah.
And then up, the bloody two in a row, Steph.
He's mess.
Pistachios in there. Looks great.
Yep.
And they liked it. Delicious. So that's good,
Someone's
isn't it?
Someone's going in for Star Baker for a third time.
Yeah. And then Michael, dark chocolate orange. Looks very neat, but it's sweaty.
Too much chocolate.
Do you know that? Is that a meringue term you are familiar with?
I wouldn't say the meringue could be sweaty. I imagine the ingredients would be sweaty.
Okay.
So I think what you can have in a meringue, right? You can have it too dry, too sticky in the middle. So it would get quite claggy.
And
you don't like the sugar, because what you've got to do, since you asked.
Yeah.
What you got to do in a meringue is you got to make sure the sugar hits the egg whites. You want it to be warm, and that helps.
But the egg whites are what?
No, the sugar is warm.
Oh, you warm the sugar beforehand?
Add it. Just so you get a very slight caramelization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you pour that in, and that's where you get the fluff.
Warm sugar. That was your nickname at school, wasn't it, Sean?
Warm sugar, Sean.
Yeah.
Sort of
blues band. All right, so they put the sweatiness down to the chocolate, to too much chocolate coating.
Yeah.
So it sort of created a sort of Rain Mac effect.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No Gore-Tex here.
No.
That's breathable, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Gore-Tex?
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Why not?
Good chat, guys.
Priya. Almond and blueberry, and she's put amaretto in it, even though she doesn't drink, but it's her husband. Her husband's favourite drink is amaretto.
I don't know. I've never tried amaretto before, so I wouldn't confidently put it in a bake-off.
It's of marzipan.
Ah.
And Prue famously loves marzipan. So, and then I've put looks shit and is overbaked. So she instantly, when we're talking about who's on the chopping block,
you're like,
it is most definitely Priya.
Yeah.
Because she's come out worse, the worst on this first bake for sure.
Do you want to hear some live showbiz gossip?
Yeah.
I just got, so we did the joke store on Tuesday, as our listeners probably know. And Siblings, who are a funny sketch group we had on.
Yeah.
One of them just accidentally texted me.
Yeah.
So proud of you.
Oh. What do you mean? It might be intentional.
No, because then she replied, oh God, I'm so sorry, that's not the right number. Oh, okay. I was like, well, thank you for your support nonetheless.
So we're all proud of Ross.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's a very lovely guy. Aren't you, Ross?
Yeah, I try to be. Try to be a nice guy.
Yeah. Next, we've got the technical.
Yep. Now, what was this?
It's like these cup things. I actually do like a cup thing, but this seemed a bit too intense for me.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on. A
lot of layers.
And they've got to be straight.
Mm-hmm. No chaser.
Yeah. Got to be straight, so...
Should I just do this? I really
like it. I just pointed at Ross. I just admired the no chaser.
Classic warm sugar, Sean.
Oh, warm sugar. Yeah, so it's the...
straight down the barrel.
It's the...
What are they called?
What are they called? They're called like... Veranasi,
Veneranese? I don't know.
Venereal.
Vanarama.
Vanarama Conference North.
I'd love it if we were sponsored by Vanarama.
Vanarama. Vanarama.
Oh, you know what would be good to be sponsored by? Hastings Direct.
Oh, yeah.
0800 00 1066.
Maybe we should do this. We should just do ads and then maybe they will pay us.
Oh, yeah. Just be like, hey.
Yes, we're sponsored by Nike.
You didn't ask. You didn't ask us to, but we've been advertising for you for the
last. We just did it.
Yeah. 0800 00
Just do it.
N66.
Yeah, it's like when someone like washes your car window and then they put their hand out.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, well, I didn't ask for it, but etiquette, isn't it? You got to pay.
That's not how it works.
You got to pay up.
No.
0800 00 1066.
I do that when they come in. Have you ever done that where they come and do it?
Dan.
When you put the washer...
If you like
a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join our
club.
When they come to wash the screen, and then do you ever put the wipers on?
I feel like chicken tonight. Like chicken tonight.
I'm trying to think of a good one.
Well, look, they did the technical.
Vereens, they were called, by the way.
They were called Vereens. Yep. They all did quite well on this for once. They all did quite well for once, didn't they?
It didn't seem to be that hard to make a fucking yogurt pot. That's basically what they did. I've been to prep, mate. I've seen what a yogurt pot looks like.
Yeah, they were actually
there.
If you worked in prep, you'd have a distinctive.
You'd have smashed this, yeah.
Priya and Michael came last. And the top two were David, number two, and Alice, number one.
Mm-hmm.
So Alice is having a very good inning so far.
Yeah.
And David is just always about, isn't he?
Game solid. Plan.
So that was the technical.
He popped in some paprika. He actually put some cheesy Doritos in his one, I think, this week.
Oh, did he? What's your favourite flavour Dorito?
Cool original, like me.
You are what you eat. That was, I had a joke. That was that. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, you are what you ate. I've been eating a lot of cool original Doritos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I must have pulled that out from the Harry Monahan.
Come on.
Archives.
Archives. I remember that one.
You are what you eat, tangy cheese.
Hey, I'll take that.
No, what's your favourite?
It is tangy cheese.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, Doritos or just crisps in general?
Well, my favourite flavour of crisps is plain. But like my favourite Doritos is...
Tangy cheese.
Are you a chili heat wave kind of guy?
Yeah. Come on.
I like cool original.
Do you guys remember 3D Doritos?
Oh, yeah.
We had to put the glasses on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there he is.
No, I remember them. You can still get them on the continent.
Can you?
Oh, yeah.
What
the
one?
Ones in what? The...
Tangy cheese.
Africa.
I'm trying to think of it. No. Like an advert or something.
That's just the price.
Every little helps. No. They do those ones that are like the bugles. I like bugles.
Oh, bugles. Bugles are good.
They do like Dorito bugles where they're like on the continent they do them ones that are like they're like a shot. They're like they're not a normal crisp packet, so they wouldn't be like square.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, rectangular, isn't it? Your average crisp packet.
Yeah.
It's like that. Like almost like a tube.
Like a Pringle.
No, like it's this size though. Like you see that?
You see like that? I'd say it's about
like a 15-centimeter ruler.
Like a Toblerone.
No.
So you just get one bugle in
no,
there?
No, it's multiple, but they like you do it like a shot. Oh. Crisps.
I've never seen this before, and I've been to the continent.
Have you?
Yeah.
You've been to the continent.
Many a time.
Enjoy it while it lasts. Dorito shots. Flavor shots, here they go. Fiery habanero triangles.
Oh.
Doritos flavor shots.
Nacho cheese nuts.
They're nuts. Okay.
Yes. Cheetos flavor.
Habanero triangles.
Doritos.
Anyway, all so right. I like the ones where they had the ones where they're different heat flavors. The Doritos roulette.
Oh.
Remember that? That was fun, wasn't it?
I don't really remember that.
Oh. They're still out of the moment, aren't they?
Yeah. Are they?
Have you ever done wing roulette at Nando's?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Get all your friends together and you go, oh, is he gonna have the spicy one?
Yeah, it's good if you got people that don't like spicy food as well.
Yeah. Watch them sweat.
What do you like, Sean? Do you like spicy food?
Yeah, I don't mind spicy food.
A bit of black pepper? Give it a kick.
I'm a Madras man, if that means anything to you.
Yeah.
Mad. You're mad.
Hell yeah. Madras, I'm hot at Nando's.
Hot,
you're definitely extra hot, Harry.
You're hot at Nando's, but how do you have your chicken cooked?
Hey! Undercooked, please.
Think rare.
That would be funny if you went into Nando's and said, how do you want your chicken? And you said, medium rare.
Sorry, can you cook the fillet medium rare, please? No, I'll let the extra hot sauce do the rest of the cooking. Thank you.
Yeah, very acidic. All right, so the showstopper.
Yeah.
Is bombs. Do you want to do a bomb sound effect?
What sound like? What's yours?
That's good.
Wait, do you know what a bomb is?
Yeah. Hot bomb. So they all made bombs. You know what it's like. You go out for dinner. Oh, what do you fancy for dessert? Oh, a bomb, please. What?
I've never heard of this before.
No, I don't know what this is.
More like bollocks.
I've heard of those.
Bollocks.
Yeah.
Like
is that what your bomb would be? A bollock?
Yeah, just a big... I would do it to testicles.
Like white icing sugar.
Exploding candy. No.
No.
No, I wouldn't do that. That'd be offensive.
Two.
Half of the population.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or all? No, what would I do as a bomb?
Any
can't think
ideas,
of anything.
Sean?
I've got one. I made a note.
Oh, here you go.
So mine would be an homage to the best bomb of all time. And we know is, so it would be speed themed. Have you seen the film Speed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where there's a bomb on the bus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's going to be three layers. First layer, Keanu Reeves. It's going to be Flapjack.
Oh, okay.
Second layer.
Hold on. The layers are the actors of the...
Yep.
Okay.
So we got three layers.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves, Flapjack. Everyone loves Flapjacks.
Absolutely.
It's the nation's favourite dessert.
Agreed.
So,
no more questions.
Second up, we got Sandra Bullock. She is.
Who?
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
Am I saying that?
Sandra
Bullock. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. She's going to be the merengue. Flapjack, meringue.
Okay.
So that's your layer two. Layer three, Dennis Hopper, the baddie.
Yeah.
He's going to be brandy. Pour that over, light it up. It's going to be just like the film. It's going to go up in flames. Yeah. That's why.
And then does it come with a timer and you have to eat it whilst it's on fire?
You have to eat it over 50 miles an hour.
Backwards. It's really deserted. Mine is going to be speed themed as well, but speed 2, and it's just going to be a big pile of shit. Look
it's
out.
It's a good film. I enjoyed
Speed 2.
It's on a boat, isn't it?
It's on a boat, yeah.
I always think of one of my favourite jokes from The Simpsons, of all time, when they're going really fast on the bus, right? And Ralph says, it's like Speed 2, but on a bus instead of a boat.
Brilliant.
Really good.
I'd be so happy if I wrote that joke. Yeah.
So what were these bombs then?
Yeah. These bombs were...
Oh, actually, no, maybe I'd have done Hiroshima.
There we go. We're all waiting for it.
Ross Drummond is cancelled.
I mean, it was a pretty success. As bombs go, can't get much more successful than that, can you?
Mm. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Who's left to ask?
Exactly. The people that won World War II. How about you ask them?
America.
America. So, yeah, it was America, yeah.
Yeah. Who would you say out of all the countries won World War II? It would be America, wouldn't
it? Yeah. Definitely.
Because, you know, I feel like Europe all suffered so many losses, you know.
But Sean McLaughlin was like, it was a fluke. On Tuesday night, he was like, well, it was.
Very funny comedian, Sean McLaughlin, if you've not heard of him.
Yeah, he's brilliant. And we were so close to losing World War II.
Yeah.
We, the Brits.
Was Scotland in it? Yeah.
Yeah, Scotland were in it, mate.
Yeah.
And the rest.
Front and centre. Were they?
Yeah, yeah, we were in it. To the top.
At the top,
at the top,
holding it down.
Holding it down, watching the Swedes don't come down. Scandies.
With the
Norwegians.
Swedes on, whose side
Nazis,
were they on?
Nazis, mate. Nazis.
Were they?
Yeah, Google it.
I'm Googling it now.
Swedes, Norway.
I think they stayed out of it. Aren't the Swedes famously neutral?
No, that's Switzerland.
Yeah. Swedes are famously IKEA.
Yeah.
That's how they got their planes up so quick, though. Flat pack.
Oh, God, you're like a comedian from the 70s. That's
yeah.
Hey, Sweden.
Do you remember IKEA?
They had concentration camps. They couldn't find one of the screws. And then, I don't know.
All right, so Michael made a Black Forest Gâteau cheesecake bottom, I've written.
Okay.
So it's like a Black Forest Gâteau themed. He's copied because the last Black Forest Gâteau went well. It's got a cheesecake on the bottom. And when he presents it, do you remember what it looked like? Paul Hollywood said it looks like it's from a 1970s sweet trolley.
Yeah.
Same place I got my jokes from. And Prue says it looks like the Queen Mum's hat.
Yeah.
R.I.P. But then they cut into it and it's the cheesecake bit at the bottom is runny.
Ugh.
He's cocked it up. But the flavours, they're there. Mm-hmm. Tastes good.
Yeah.
And then we got Alice, who's making a tiramisu, which I don't know if I've mentioned this before in this podcast. I probably have. Tiramisu is my favourite dessert. It's my dessert of choice on the menu at a restaurant.
A little pick-me-up.
I love it.
Coffee. I don't like coffee, but I like tiramisu.
It's just the balance of... flavors is just all there. I'm not a big sweet tooth, which is
surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
I think I've ever seen you eat sweets.
No, I don't really eat sweets.
Just eating breadsticks.
Yeah. Cheetos.
Sandra Bullock.
Sweden were neutral, by the way. I feel like we should clear this up.
They were occupied, though.
No, they weren't. They weren't. They're because they continued exporting iron and selling it to Nazi Germany, so they weren't invited.
Oh, no, so they're just supplying material to the Nazi party.
I know that Russia...
Profiteering on it.
Russia tried to invade Finland during World War II, I know that.
Russia did occupy Finland.
Did they?
Yeah.
Why was everyone occupying everyone? Occupy Wall Street, that's all I care about.
Exactly, yeah. Occupy the... Why don't we try and occupy the ozone and fix it, guys, huh?
Yeah.
Let me get up there with a... can of spray paint and patch it up.
This is beautiful. I've got goosebumps thinking about this.
Why don't we try and occupy wherever Greta Thunberg, is that her name?
Greta.
Thunberg?
Yeah, I think that's how you say it.
I've only ever seen it written down, actually.
Yeah. I don't really watch the news. What's going on?
Nothing, really.
Something about America?
Is Boris Johnson got a new job? Is he like the regular host of Have I Got News For You Now?
That's it, yeah, he is.
Is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Killing it. Yeah. Alice presents her tiramisu. beautiful looking, delicious, delicate, a triumph. And then we got Priya next, Summerberry Bavois.
This looks disgusting.
Did it? I can't.
Is that what she said on this
one? No, I think
it was the one. It was the first one. Sorry, there was one when Priya was like, "Priya, that looks disgusting." And she talks, keeps talking about mauve. She's like, "It's mauve. Mauve just isn't an appealing color."
Oh yeah, because she made that was her blueberry thing, wasn't it? Was that on this? No, that wasn't on this.
That was earlier.
She said this one looks okay. It looks quite elegant.
Okay,
but it didn't. I thought it looked crap. But it tastes nice. The chocolate was just a bit too sweet.
She said it's a horrible blueberry cream color. Nasty mauve.
Yeah.
And.
That was in her signature
book. Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong notes. So I can only apologize.
Steph, coffee and choc. And she's gone mousse on the outside, which was a risky move. She's got no sponge barrier. Okay, so it's really got a set. But she gets it out. It looks fantastic. The mirror glaze, you could gel your hair in that reflection.
Yeah. Did you ever used to put a lot of product in your hair?
Nah.
Yeah. Sean, do you ever gel your hair?
No, I've got quite thick hair, so it kind of just stays like as I'd want it.
Right.
I imagine you were definitely a gelled hair kind.
I've pomade in my hair in my time, and I've put a wet look Brill cream.
What's your current hair routine?
Just dry.
Is that it?
With hair. Well, at the moment, actually, I put it in a bit of like a holding. I don't know what you'd call it. Like
mousse?
No, it's not a mousse. It's like
A clay.
Thank you. A clay. Yeah, and then I just kind of zhuzh it a bit.
Clay, like the Great Pottery Throwdown. If you heard of it?
If you're playing Baking Bad Bingo, you can mark that one off. We've had me talking about my knowledge of meringues.
Yeah.
You talking about clay?
Gameplay.
Game management. Sean being funny every time.
Ross cancelled.
Ross saying something inappropriate.
But
also factual.
Yeah. Well,
you know, sorry, the truth hurts, guys.
Depends what you believe. Steph's, honestly, she's smashed it out of the park here. Paul says, one of the best things I've had to eat in a long time. What do you think of that, Sean?
It's quite a compliment.
He eats a lot of things, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he
does. You can tell.
Yeah.
What I'll say about him, though, is bloody, those baby blues are absolutely twinkling this week.
I thought it was just
Ross's telly. But the fact that you agreed.
Yeah. Do you reckon they add a little bit of twinkle in post? Because big that time. Can't be real.
I don't know. Yeah, I've never seen PH IRL, so.
He looks like a White Walker.
If you've ever seen PH IRL, tweet us at the Jerk Store. Let us know if you've.
What are the baby blues looking like?
What are the baby blues looking like, yo?
In real life.
Yeah. Are they sparkling?
We'll see. One day.
Hashtag we'll see.
Henry made a bonfire cinnamon. Very simple looking.
Yep.
Tough cake. Stodgy. Can't find the apple.
Is it the end for Henry?
Bland. So he was having a decent week up until
yeah.
And he's sort of put himself in the firing line by probably having the worst showstopper. Yeah. So then we go to David.
A shit showstopper.
David has taken another risk. He's gone for a sorbet in there.
Yeah.
Rose sorbet, and it's got a jelly in it. Elegant, perfect layers. Tastes good, but the jelly was a bit rubbery. No. So he's taken some risks, but semi managed to pull them off. So he's sort of safe, but not really in line for Star Baker.
No.
And then Rosie, finally, Ruby Bomb. It's really red, looks a bit stupid.
Yeah.
Clumsy, too wacky. But there's interesting flavours. Not quite sure about them, but she's definitely in the firing line.
Yeah.
I think for me it was Priya and Rosie again, that really. Michael didn't have a great one, but it was his birthday, as we haven't mentioned, and I don't think they're going to knock him out on his birthday.
No, well, would they?
And that was the bake-off.
That was it.
So who was Star Baker this week?
Three times in a row.
Once.
Bloody Steph.
Twice.
And she is absolutely smashing it.
Three
I think
times Star Baker.
She's one of the best I think they've she, ever yeah. had.
Mm-hmm. She's going to win.
She deserves it. I feel like David definitely has the talent.
He's got the game management.
I don't see anyone else out of who's left. Alice did have a very good week. Alice, I think, will probably make the final. I think Alice, David and Steph are probably
as it gets closer to summer holidays kick in. She doesn't have to go and teach geography anymore. More time to bake.
Yeah. And sent home this week was Priya.
Priya.
What do you think of that? Long time coming.
Yeah. I actually thought it was going to be Michael this week.
Really? No, I thought Rosie could go. I think... is the right choice.
Yeah. Let I thought know. Rosie initially. But yeah, I wasn't as upset this week. I was like, all right, fine. Because Priya was, you know, she's nice. Though I thought she did say a lovely thing at the end. Very poignant.
Did you make a note of it?
I did. Let me just pull it up.
I do remember
here.
This bit, and it was lovely. And I think this is...
She's getting quite emotional. She's like, she said she'd been having a tough time.
She recently quit work, hadn't
she? Quit work. Why am I looking at my fucking podcast up? She quit work. Oh.
And she say she was only going to do things that she enjoys from now on?
Yeah, and that was it. And she's like,
what you should do is you should start with just doing things you love.
Do things, she's like, do things that you enjoy and you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can't argue with that.
Gives me goosebumps. It's nice that, isn't it? And then Henry was talking about, he was thinking he was going to leave and he was going to steal a whisk.
Yeah, that was funny.
Quite funny. And he's going to steal an apron.
He's coming out of his shell, I think, Henry.
He's going through puberty now, so.
Yeah.
Getting got personality, beard. Got his beard, getting his end away with the other one.
Alice.
Yeah.
So.
Go on, Henry, lad.
All's well that ends well.
Yeah.
How long has this podcast been going on for?
37 minutes.
Ah, well.
So that's it. That's been the Bake Off. What's next week?
Festival week.
What?
But it was like Christmas, and I don't. Why are they fucking around with this?
Like
Glastow.
Yeah, like, that was the showstopper. But then there was like Christmas in it as well.
Why did it? Can't they just do cheese week and bread week and
pasta bake week?
Pasta bake week, chicken tonight week,
Frey Bentos week.
Can you manufacture a pie? But not quite cook it, and then hermetically? No. What would the word be?
Canned.
Can you can a pie? Yeah. That'd be good. I'd be interested in that. Technical signature challenge. You just see a can machine, and then the ingredients for a pie.
Can it up, baby.
Love Frey Bentos. If Frey Bentos could sponsor this podcast, I would be over the moon.
They don't need to, though, do they? Sell themselves.
So delicious. It's almost not even worth advertising. Delicious Frey Bentos pies.
I feel like do they even sell Frey Bentos new anymore? Or is there enough in circulation? Out of business 20 years ago. Yeah, yeah. There's enough going.
Have you started...
Every time a prepper dies, there's an influx in the market.
Have you been stockpiling Bentos for Brexit?
I've probably got about 4 Frey Bentos in my cupboard at the moment.
Really?
But not for Brexit reasons.
Yeah, because to be fair, after Brexit, that's all we'll have left.
Yeah, exactly. Frey Bentos.
That's the Britain we want.
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. The classic British brand.
Well, it's made in Uxbridge, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Just down the road.
Oh. Buddy, kick a can, you'll hit the Coca-Cola factory.
Is it? Would you?
Yeah. I've got a right foot like De Bruyne. So yeah, that's been it, really. Yeah. I just feel like we're all a bit jaded with Bake Off at the moment.
I think what I'll say about this week...
Please do.
...is I feel like I did find... I feel this week the challenges weren't necessarily the best, but I feel like the camaraderie was starting
Yeah,
to
they were all
together.
Holding hands at the end.
And I feel like that's next nice. Week... It's going to be a good week.
Do you reckon?
We're down. We've got the chaff away.
Yeah.
I think they're starting, some personalities are starting to come out, and I feel like I'm hopeful for next week.
Okay.
Festival week.
What's your favourite? Oh, we'll save the festival questions for next week, I suppose.
What were you going to ask?
I was going to ask you about festivals, but I think there'll be probably some funny anecdotes to be had there. okay. when we get there. Yeah. Know what you think?
Oh, I've been to a few of my time.
Yeah.
Glastonbury, heard of it.
Ede, heard of it.
I've never been to... No, I've been to a festival. I've got some funny stories from festivals we'll share with you on the next episode.
Yeah, because Ross is rock and roll. Ross
Baking
and roll.
Bad.
You ever played a... Well, we're going to ask these questions next week. I'm looking forward to
have it. I ever played one? And the rest, mate.
Have you ever played one?
Edinburgh Festival, heard of it?
Yeah.
Looking at three bloody fringe festival heroes right in front of
you. Veterans.
Yeah. I would make a fringe festival cake.
It's flyers.
Well, that's been another episode of Bacon Bad. I've been at Ross Drummond.
I've been Harry Monaghan. You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Harry Monaghan, or you can like my page on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I see you've been doing that.
Harry Monaghan Comedy.
I'm Sean Ford.
That's it. He's at White One Shits. Give him a follow. He's very funny on Twitter and on Instagram. And we'll see you next time on Bacon Bad.
You're going to do the cakes are ready thing again.
Oh. Ding. Come on, boys. The podcast's ready.
I don't know why I reminded you. It's horrible.
I forget about it every week.